We end today with a family affair. This week, Liz Cheney told MSNBC that her husband, the vice president, and presidential candidate Barack Obama are distant cousins. And that got us wondering, who else has presidential ancestry? So we turned to that great keeper of knowledge, the interweb, and what we found was quite surprising. According to FamilyForest.com, that's an ancestry research website, President George W. Bush has a lot of famous cousins, including these folks.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
Oh, do you feel the breeze from the subway? Isn't it delicious?
He's looking at you, kid.
Yes, Betty Davis, Clint Eastwood, Marilyn Monroe, and Humphrey Bogart are all related to the president. FamilyForest.com's list also includes Agatha Christie, Charles Darwin, Georgia O'Keeffe, and Hugh Hefner. Of course, these are all distant cousins, and in some cases, very distant.
You want to know what comes between me and my Calvins? Nothing.
You want to know what comes between Brooke Shields and George W.? Quite a lot. The two are 22nd cousins once removed. To find out exactly what that means, we called up Megan Smolenyak. She's the chief family historian at Ancestry.com.
What it has to do with is how many generations you have to count back to the most recent common ancestor. So in this case, I'm going to take a guess that George Bush is the one who's more closely related to their shared ancestor. And there's apparently 22 intervening generations between George Bush and that person. In the case of Brooke Shields, she's probably one generation further removed from the common ancestor. And so that's where you picked up the removed part.
So when you see all of these people who apparently are related to the president as distant cousins, is it a surprise that he's got so many famous connections?
Not so much, because if you know about genealogical math, you understand that we all sport millions of distant cousins. So I'm not so much surprised that the connection exists as I am that somebody found it.
After all, as Walt Disney, also known as George W.'s 13th cousin once removed, said, it's a small world.